Attention, villagers. This is resident... resident representatives. I was so distracted by my nails. This is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, freshly delivered Miss Popular, RJ freshly delivered a manicure. Yes. From Fantasy P, friendly brute Miranda.
Yes, I am your friendly Corbel Brute.
Et tu Brute.
Corbel Brute. From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, off-season daughter Casey.
That's me. But I'm always in season.
You are. Casey's always in season. Yes. And from Harmonia, efficient coast dweller Adam.
Efficiency. The five keys.
How in the lightning lane are you, girls?
Okay, I just want to say something. This is how I want to start this podcast. RJ helped me realize within the past week that I am a type A personality. Is this true?
What? Adam Reed Noaker, you are kidding me.
He just realized this.
Adam. First of all, one cannot stage manage any sort of theater production without having any sort of type A tendencies.
He literally was like, I just get so annoyed when like things aren't done a certain way that I want them to be done at work. I was like,
we love a self-aware queen.
So, wow, what a discovery. It's never
this
too
is
late,
brand
girl.
New information. Wow,
I was like,
really?
Adam. Yeah. He just realized this.
Sweet boy.
Welcome to corporate America, Adam. That's honestly where it comes out. Cause you're like,
type
I'm sorry.
A,
what is everyone?
You can.
Cause I guess when I was at Disney, I just was always like, I am this way because I know so much about the company. And that's why I am the way I am. And so many people don't.
Oh, that's not type A, girl. That's a, well,
that's
it is A.
Freakazoid.
Yeah. It's A for obnoxious.
Yeah, the thing
type
to be
D for delusion.
You can be type A, but also be laid back about lots of things, which you are.
About like you are things that he doesn't like doing. So, like,
right,
like playing his Animal Crossing game,
like playing Animal Crossing.
Me, who was just filling out my campsite on my literal campsite? Because I famously only play Pocket Camp.
Harmonia's dead.
Harmonia's dead.
Rip Harmonia, rip Horizons. We've gone through so much.
I'm just waiting to get Kid. I just want to get Kid in here.
Yeah. I just got...
Is Miss Sherb in Pocket Camp? Did they bring the new kids over to Pocket Camp?
I don't think so.
Audie's definitely in Pocket
Camp. Audie's there.
So I would assume Sherb is in Pocket Camp. Fuchsia's in Pocket Camp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Sherb is in Pocket Camp.
I can find
if
out
only
for
there was,
you.
If only there was a way.
Yes,
the World Wide Web.
I just recently built a merry-go-round, so now all of my cute villagers can have level 15 and up.
What does HTTP stand for?
Adam.
What does that have to do with anything? This? Sherb is in Pocket Camp. He
Sherb
is
in Pocket
a
Camp.
Blathers map.
I see. I still have not gotten a map. I don't think I understand really that whole situation. I've only gotten one crate from Gulliver. I don't really know what I'm doing.
I've done the maps. I've done a couple of the maps. I did the map for Miss Judy, the Snooty.
Oh yeah.
She was not on duty, but she was on the map, and I won the booty of that treasure map, and it was Judy. Just stop me at any time.
I won't.
Anyway, so I got Judy from a map, and yeah, basically, like there's a certain payment per roll, so it changes depending on the map. So sometimes it'll be 50,000 bells, which is outrageous.
Outrageous.
That's wild.
50,000 bells to roll a dice that you could get one spot.
Yeah, you could maybe get one spot.
It's
so
insane.
You really, and I want to say that Judy's map was something a little outrageous to roll, but I got her. So some of the maps I don't do because what they're asking from me is outrageous and like uncalled for, and I will not.
You would think Red made the maps, but no, it's Blathers.
It's
you expect
Blathers.
Better
from
Blathers.
You think Blathers would have a little bit more.
I mean, a campsite is not giving funding for museum studies, to be honest.
Yeah.
But also, if it's supposed to be like a dig, like a map, that's public funded. An archaeological dig?
Are they?
Or is that
I think that's research based.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's all research based.
Yeah.
Maybe
RJ, didn't you work in Dinoland USA? Famously at the dig site?
Shouldn't you know? Yes, when I graduated from that university or whatever it's from.
Oh, where the students are.
Where the students
are. Yeah, Disney University.
It stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure. HTTPS.
Thank you.
Has anyone had the Rosie meal yet in McDonald's?
Yeah.
Casey, I think that's the funniest thing you've ever said.
I think you peaked.
That's it. Well, this is my retirement from the podcast.
It's been real podcasting.
That would be a cute shirt, though. The Rosie meal,
100%.
I think okay, this
a happy meal box with the silhouette of Rosie,
and it says the Rosie meal.
The happy meal, it's her cat ears instead of the like little M holders that they have for the box.
That would be cute.
That would be really cute. Well, I'll put it on my idea list.
Yes, get it on.
Because I have been to McDonald's.
Don't steal that.
Don't steal it. I have been to McDonald's and the Sweetie meal, their shirts that they wear
Saweetie.
Are pretty cool.
Saweetie.
The Saweetie meal, they got cool shirts for that.
I love their font. It's really 70s retro-y look.
I do like how they get t-shirts for every celeb meal.
I also didn't realize that they changed the cover of the sweet and sour sauce to the Saweetie.
Yes, it's
sour
blinged sauce. Out.
Blinked,
cute.
Blinked. Blinked out. I also didn't realize that Saweetie on her Instagram will just eat it on Instagram. Like she'll do mukbang. So she'll like eat the fries, eat the Big Mac, just in Instagram live. Like no context for the stands.
We'd love to see it. Loves to see it.
Casey's doing personal mukbangs by herself every night.
Yes.
With her buckies.
To get her new Switch ED or EDE.
You know, since a certain site has changed their, what they allow on their subscriptions, I've got to change things up.
Mix up the content.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean,
we will be
Plus.
Debuting a Patreon on OnlyFans. That's what we're saying. Oh we're doing God. A resident services OnlyFans.
Yikes.
But it's just us this. Eating Saweetie meals.
Yeah, exactly.
I would pay money to watch Miranda eat a McDonald's burger.
I got the privilege of watching.
Burger. She takes two buns.
My veggie burger with fries.
She takes two buns of watching
cheese?
Miranda.
Do you do cheese or no cheese?
I'll do cheese.
Will you do that middle bun in the Big Mac?
I shan't.
Just fries and a McDonald's bun.
Listen, gets the job done. And then whoever's in the car gets my patty.
Dry.
Yep.
Yeah. No, there's ketchup and stuff on it.
No, in my world, you're only eating buns and fries. That's
Listen,
it.
I
it's
would.
A bun with fries in the middle.
Yeah. I'll do
That's
it.
What
yeah.
she wants.
Yeah.
Great.
It's yummy.
She was eating that when we went to McDonald's that one time altogether.
It's true. True fact.
I would like to say that I had the absolute pleasure of watching Miranda eat Taco Bell for the first time in her entire life.
Remember that?
I got Good her time. A sampler platter.
Yeah, I go, get what you think I need to eat.
So that was the only wrap.
Time. The one and only time wrap, I've been to Taco Bell.
A cheesy gordita crunch and a chalupa.
Guys, remember the 5:35, the go-to 5:35 of time to drive up, Taco Bell, long line, McDonald's, long line, Wendy's.
Always long line. Panera.
Panera.
Is it past 9 p.m., not Panera?
Yeah. We would run that circuit nightly.
The was it called Windermere Crossing or something? I forget what it's called.
Something like that. It's been so long ago.
Food crossing.
You know.
That McDonald's is always a hot mess.
That McDonald's was
fast food lane. It's called the food court, is what it's called.
You're trapped forever.
You're trapped.
And Adam had a rapport with the like Eastern European woman that worked the drive-through at night. Like it was always the same woman. And
okay, here's the real story.
Such a funny story.
There was a period of time where I worked at Space Mountain. I was a closer, so I would go to McDonald's after work because I was so hungry, and I would always get the same meal because I'm a creature of habit, which is probably why I'm also type A.
Yeah.
Are you the two cheese? You're the two cheeseburger meal. Yeah.
I used to be.
I do a double cheese now. Actually, nowadays I do a quarter pounder with cheese because she's a thick.
She's hungry.
She's hungry.
She's a thick queen. But there was a period of time where my former car, my little Nissan, her driver's window broke. So I would have to open my door to get my food. Very embarrassing. Then I got it fixed. And the first time I went after it was fixed, she said, "Oh, you got your window fixed." And I was like, "No, I can't come back here. I can't come back. That's it. Bye." And so then I started going to Taco Bell.
And she started going to Taco Bell until she felt safe enough to go back to McDonald's. Aww. You never know who you're going to make a connection with, you know?
Famously, I was friends with the Wawa guy.
Yes, famously. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was friends with my McDonald's people when I lived in Arkansas. I was friends with my mailman in Arkansas. You never know.
You never know. I'm friends with the UPS guy who comes in every day, Jason.
Great.
He's very nice.
I'm friends with the owner of the Filipino pop-up restaurant next to my work. He's even followed me on Instagram and stuff. And he's like, "How's your food? Blah, blah, blah." I was like,
speaking of friends with people, I walked into Starbucks today because famously it's what? Day one of pumpkin spice. So sure, I walked in and I was like, "Is she back?" I yelled as soon as I walked in. I said, "Is she back?" And they were like, "Pumpkin spice." And I said, "Yes." And they were like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Yes." So I walked over, I ordered. Literally the gay guy at the register was like, "I'm loving your energy today." And
I know he was not loving your energy.
Mostly because he was intimidated. Came to the end and they finally came up with the order and I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much." And I had a venti and it was iced and it was incredible. And then I was like, "Bye, can't wait to see you every day for the next 4 months." And they all laughed.
"We have to lock our doors.
We have to shut down. Mobile order only. Yeah. Pick up."
And then like the Disney store on Michigan Avenue, they were like, "We're closing."
Adam.
Speaking of people I was friends with that manager at that store. He'd be like, "Oh, Marina, look, we just installed this new interactive mirror. Come look."
And was it the mirror, the workout gym mirror?
Yes, it was the Lululemon mirror.
It's the Lululemon
mirror. And
they're
like, "You could use a workout here. Test it out."
Well, speaking of making friends, we have to talk about
Animal Crossing. It is.
I was about to say, speaking of making friends, someone from our co-op, Jennifer, made a very special friend recently. I will say this. Rosie knows how to stay relevant.
Rosie made it to somebody from the co-op's island?
Yes.
Yes, CP Rosie, not Media Rosie.
CP Rosie. Rosie from Chatham Square.
Yeah, it's
Rosie from Patterson Court.
Vista Way Rosie.
This Rosie got crabs in the jacuzzi.
No!
For sure.
No!
Yay!
No! No!
Because Jennifer from the co-op, she posted that she had a new villager and it was Rosie, and Rosie talked about her time on Pizza Rizzo. She dragged Pizza Rizzo in her time on Pizza Rizzo.
Rosie!
And I don't know. Well, she posted a screenshot and it was like, "While I think I enjoyed my time on Pizza Rizzo," and that was all the screenshot. And I was like, "Is she about to drag Pizza Rizzo?" And Jennifer was like, "Yeah, she kind of did." She's like, "I didn't post the whole
thing. She didn't want to post the rest."
Then I said, "Well, watch out for Rosie. I'd just like to apologize because I got Rosie from another island and she came with baggage. She had some ugly shirts." And I said, "There is a soccer jersey that I really, really detest." And not 30 minutes later, she posted a screenshot of Rosie in that green soccer jersey.
Imagine being a person
for her behavior.
Giving a future pop star Rosie a green soccer jersey to wear.
Sometimes they just come up and want it from your pocket, you know?
And I think what happened... Well,
and you have to say no. Yeah. And you just got to say no.
Where I got Rosie from, it was someone on Discord and their child also was on the island. So the child was dressing them.
So kids shouldn't play Animal Crossing.
So what we're saying here, kids who listen, is that...
Kids who listen, you know, you do.
Up in a game. So
when you do, kids, make sure you are giving the right clothes.
Think about it.
Think about it. They're going to wear these clothes.
Save that jersey for your jock villager.
Yes.
They would love to wear
a peppy pop star.
Not a peppy pop star. Not of all the people, the peppy pop star. I would give it to a Sisterly. Mm-hmm. Sisterly would love to wear a jersey as she puts her hair up in a messy bun and goes to shopping for the day.
Throw it away.
Throw it away.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Rosie is there with that shirt. And I don't think that Isabel will stop her because I've tried.
Okay. There was that one thread that I was seeing. Reporting to Isabel only works if it's like you want them to stop wearing a custom design.
But is that true? Because wait, wouldn't Miranda be able to like stop everybody wearing Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
If that was true.
Oh, I guess I've never like went and stopped it.
Miranda, excuse me. Like,
you've just complained about it on the pod, but never done anything to.
That's what this podcast was for.
Don't be complicit, Miranda.
Initiative.
you're literally the woman who called me at work the other day and complained about a Zillow listing. And then I was like, because the information, I guess, was incorrect. And I went to the Zillow listing and I was like, hey, ma'am, I don't work at Zillow. Also, B, did you click the report button? And she was like, oh, no, I didn't. And I was like,
Try that.
You're going to want to start there.
Yeah.
That's Miranda.
At my old job.
I let them wear it. I just don't like it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because remember, I had all of my villagers saying WAP.
Yes.
And then I got very embarrassed. So I just went to Isabel and I just went down the line.
Down the line.
Aww. And since it was custom saying.
So that's what I think. It is just custom design. Wow. So when
I guess you couldn't tell them, like, they can't say their own catchphrase anymore. Yeah.
So when they have clothes that you give them, it's there forever? The pressure, the stakes of
I wish you could open up their drawers and take, like, be like, okay.
Yeah, what's in here? Nope. X, X, X. Ugh, wouldn't that be nice?
Because I think what's fun about Pocket Camp is that the villagers on your campsite.
It's like we're selling a timeshare to Miranda every episode.
Is there free ice cream at the end of this presentation?
And you can will your Pocket Camp to your children when you pass away. That's what's exciting about Pocket Camp.
Mm. Your campsite can live on forever.
Yeah.
If you connect your Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. You and your friends can share in this Pocket Camp together.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So on Pocket Camp, your villagers at your campsite, you can change their clothes just like you, and then just change them out as much or as often as you want. You just. Yeah.
And if you reach a specific level, I think it's like 5. It's pretty early, but you get what they're wearing. So you and Rosie 7. Can match. Yeah.
I just hit it. With Goldie.
Wow.
Mm, speaking of Goldie.
Wait, really?
What?
Well, okay. So remember before Goldie was also selling me peasant blouse in exchange
for
the Blease.
Pinky.
Uh-oh.
Also gave me peasant
Pinky
blouse.
Pinky the Panda.
Was it a different color at least?
It doesn't matter. I don't want Blease. How am I being haunted to this day by this deer?
The specter of Blease.
I feel like it's like, I almost feel like it's built into the code. Like, the villagers are going to give out these types of clothes the next month.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Oh.
I'm so tired of seeing peasant blouse.
Yeah.
Tired.
And the other thing, too, is when they, just like you need to be cognizant of who your villagers are when you give them clothing, your villagers should know who you are. What label you give yourself.
Yeah, where's the interior of my home in their
Do not gift me a towel. A bath towel. First of all, that shouldn't even be an article of clothing, Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I need you to take a shower. Oh, what if we could take showers? That would be fun.
We'd be heading into Sims territory, and unfortunately
I don't understand the spectrum of like bath towels, peasant blouse, and on the other end of the spectrum, you've got Beardo giving me statues, giving me artwork.
Yeah,
where is this museum contribution that I hear so much about?
Last week or this week, Beardo gave me the David statue.
The statue of David. Beardo had the statue of David in
Beardo
his pocket.
Beardo had the statue of David just chilling. He sent it to me in a letter and was like, hey, I think you'll really like this type of art. And it was like gallant statue or whatever. I didn't know what it was. I was like, I wonder what this is. I put it up there and David's fig leaf is right in front of my face. I was like,
oh my God.
And it just fully... like fully believes that Beardo is also truly in the bear community. Like,
doesn't he?
I fully believe Beardo like buys like homoerotic art, like tasteful nudes in his like very sleek and modern apartment.
Yeah,
that's his vibe.
Does the fake David statue, is that a book on his side? Like,
yes, yeah, I think like, so. He unfortunately it was a fake, but
David, wait, David. The actual statue, he's like nude, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
In the game, he's like nude, right? Like they don't figure
there is
it.
A famous picture of Casey looking right next to it. It's in our shared album.
It's there art. I don't think you should like necessarily censor art, but that is really crazy.
Very close to my screen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's art. It's history. It's education. History.
It's classical.
David.
No, I just want everyone in Illa Ilo to, you know, step it up a little bit. Because Beardo is giving you art, culture.
So does he have a shop on Illa Ilo?
No, he just has like a little park right now. So it's got the statue. I had an extra statue.
He's stepping up because you're not forcing him into labor.
Should I turn his house into a statuary?
You
like
should
carve marble.
You should move his house next to the museum and he's like Blathers' apprentice.
Yes. Oh, that would be sweet.
That would be cute. A project in terraforming.
Blathers' partner, maybe.
Have we ever dreamt?
Gaiman famously have good relationships with their sisters. AKA Celeste.
So ooh, maybe you should ship that.
Do you hear that thunder?
I should. I think I'll ship that. Blatho. Beerthers.
Beerthers.
Bear thirst. And if there are any DeviantArt commissions listening, please.
I would like to, before we move into who's on the campsite, I want to tell you, now that I officially have my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 campsiters on my pocket camp who lives in my original campsite. I guess it's staying. I guess you don't live in a campsite. Okay. Famous for being sweet, we have Goldie.
Mm-hmm.
Goldie and Paris. We have the cub Filbert. Filbert the cub.
Great.
What color is Filbert?
He is blue.
Oh, I was gonna guess blue.
With the like he has a blue kind of.
Are you sure he's a cub or not a squirrel?
Oh, he might be a squirrel. Oh yeah,
Mama,
he's a squirrel. Well, I'm only looking at his head.
Oh.
Okay. Next we have, and he is also a natural because the types aren't the same. Like he has the leaf next to him.
Yeah, natural.
Natural. Okay.
Yeah, we have different things.
Yeah. We have a jock villager, sporty villager. He is a penguin. His name is Puck.
Yes.
I don't like Puck. Puck's ugly.
Oh. Okay. Well, he lives. Okay. He's currently staying at my campsite. Next, we have, what is this one?
Cool
villager, Apollo. And I'm just going to let that one sit there.
So famously hot.
Famously hot. next, we have also this famous sporty villager. You know how sporty she is. Our good Judy Bianca.
Oh, what? So sporty.
Sporty queen.
Sporty queen. And
sporty
smart.
Sporty spice herself.
Yes, they finally made shopping a smart. Wow.
She does wear that puffy vest. That's kind of sporty
looking.
She
wears a puffy.
Bianca.
She wears a puffy vest on
the Siberian
Tiger.
What is her default shirt clothing in New Horizons?
I feel like it's like a leopard.
It's a gown.
Leopard shirt.
Gowns. Beautiful gowns.
It's like a red button up, isn't it?
I feel like it's a red, like a pink leopard shirt.
It's a pantsuit.
It's not leopard.
A pantsuit.
It's well, a Hillary Rodham Clinton pantsuit.
Oh, you feared the girls with the solid colored pantsuit.
It's the Michelle. Yeah, do you remember when Michelle Obama went to the Biden inauguration? She was wearing that maroon coat. That's what Bianca wears.
Bianca wears the coral button up shirt. It's a button shirt. That's not what she wears. That's not it.
Well, that's her photo pic.
That's her photo.
That's what she wore for photo day at school.
Senior day. Senior photo.
Senior photos.
Hold on. Let me. What's the easiest way this? Oh, here, look. I took a picture of my screen and I'm showing. This is what she wears.
Oh.
That's not a tough jacket.
In
Pocket Camp, she wears the puff jacket, but on New Horizons, she wears this coral button.
Swipe those other pictures on your photo stream, Casey. Why did you?
I would also like to say that I would consider a tied little moment, a little tied button down. I would consider that vaguely sporty in a way.
Brittany,
anything tied up, anything with a knot.
Okay,
I think that's just the trend.
We're moving on.
Midriff.
Cool Midriff. Villager. He is a koala. His name is Eugene.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Eugene's silly.
Eugene with the sunglasses permanently stapled to his face.
Sporty. Eugene is cool. He's got sideburns.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. I think they're supposed to be sideburns. I would say in reality, because of his head shape, they look like mutton chops or like a neck beard, unfortunately. And then we have sporty villager Bam, the deer.
Bam.
Bam. Bam.
Bam.
He's great. Bam. He's also blue. Bam. And finally, rounding out.
I have another lipstick.
Wait, Rue. I have another lipstick.
I have another lipstick.
Rounding out my eighth villager is our very own famous teapot, Tia.
Tia.
Oh, I love Tia.
You know, Tia was in my, like, extra dreamy list.
Tia's in my dreamy list.
Because she's not a food, she's a food vessel.
She's a utensil.
She's a vessel.
A utensil.
She's a
container.
Yeah. All right. Shall we go to the campsite?
Show me the campsite.
Roar! Roar! Who's in my campsite? Roar! All right. So on today's campsite, I'm very excited. I had actually prepared this campsite for our anniversary show, just in case we would run out of material. But we were just gabbing for an hour, and we had all the material in the world.
We have never been as structured as that anniversary episode.
Every day should be our anniversary. Yeah. So I have this prepared and I'm ready to embark. So we have a very, very beautiful, gorgeous, elegant, just an icon today at the campsite.
I don't know who this is, by the way. I want to be very clear. I actually do not know. Nope.
So let's first discuss this icon's catchphrase and greeting. No, catchphrase and like philosophy in their like picture or whatever. And let's try and make a guess.
Their quote. Their senior quote. Since it's their senior picture.
My senior quote was a Family Guy quote.
Oh, okay. Their catchphrase is, you know.
You know.
And their senior quote is, eyes are the windows to the soul.
Okay.
Sounds like it's anybody.
Any feelings literally of like...
could be anyone. Feeling,
yeah, feelings of like, what do you think like they're either eyes type maybe?
Okay, so you have to think about what Nintendo's thing is. Because it's either like a play on who they are or what they look like. So I'm going to say they're a character who has eyeballs. That's my guess.
Okay.
Wow. Legendary.
Never been thought before.
Never.
I'm going to say they're a frog. Because the frogs...
Oh.
The frogs have big eyes or no?
The frogs just have weird eyes.
Yeah, I was thinking of Caropi.
But also it could be if they were going in the like Nintendo's being stupid direction, Miss Nintendique, it could also be like Eugene. It's not Eugene, but it could be like because he has permanent sunglasses on his face.
Or like Shep, whose eyes are closed. You can't see because he's a shaggy dog.
Yeah. I love that.
Is it
that
like somebody like Peaches who has X's for eyes?
Crossed eyes. Or like, isn't there a pig Cobb who has like permanent goggles because he's like a scientist?
Probably.
Sure. Yeah. We all love him.
Yeah.
Our favorite village. Our own Dreamy. All four of us.
Okay. Cobb.
Let's look at
Cobb? You know. Does you know mean anything? You know. I think it's just a phrase. I don't think there's any kind of meaning behind it.
You know.
All right. So that's the language. Now let's look at the aesthetic of the design, interior design and exterior design.
The exterior design always is stupid to me because they never
really match.
It doesn't really.
Sometimes they do. I think it only works when it's like, oh, there's some sort of like Asian influenced because it's like, oh, thatch roof.
They'll do the lantern,
the Zen door, window, that kind of stuff.
But that's like it.
Okay. But look at that interior, though. Can you describe it for us, Adam?
Well, it's Imhotep. Imhotep is.
Adam just watched the three Mummy movies and the Scorpion King.
Oh my gosh.
Adam is an expert.
Yeah. It's Brendan Fraser. No.
Brendan Fraser is the villager.
Yeah. It looks like a tomb.
It is a mummy's tomb. We have the Sphinx.
Imhotep.
We have the. What's the crab? Is that cancer?
Cancer.
The cancer side table. The gold.
The throne. Tomb, the cold throne, gold throne
the
and
the gold tomb,
and the candelabra,
and the candelabra, and the hieroglyphic wall.
You know who has a home like this, but I don't think it's this villager. I feel like Boris had a home that looked like this in the interior.
Yes, Boris did.
Oh, interesting.
Could it be Boris?
Mm-hmm. I don't
was
think
his,
it's,
was
I don't
his catchphrase, you know?
You know.
Has a soul. So.
Wait, is Boris the one that looks like Aladdin?
Yeah, but was like a warthog.
Outfit. Yeah, he's a blue warthog.
No, I mean he looks. Just, what are you talking about?
Like
he looks
Aladdin.
Just like Aladdin.
He looks just like Aladdin.
Like, okay,
spitting image, twins.
Spitting image.
The
you mean
exterior
like Laura Osnes's counterpart. Understood. Anyway,
everybody go get your vaccine.
You don't. Let me tell
the exterior of the home does not match the interior of the home. The exterior of the home is a clay, gray, a wooden purple door, a stone purple roof.
With like a capped, it's like a capped roof, like
a
snow cap
on that roof.
Yeah, there is like a weird little
clay roof thing.
It's a nipple.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me who this lad is.
I would. Oh, okay. Gender or assigned sex? You think it's a,
what's
you
on
think
his birth this, certificate?
You think this is a male villager, Franda?
I think
this is a lad.
I don't think so.
I thought
it's
it
not,
would be.
What's
a,
her name? The like cat, right?
It's not Anka.
No,
it's not Anka, right? Okay.
I was thinking
that would
it
be
would
too
be
easy.
A smug.
Okay.
I could see a smug. That's a very smug saying.
I could see a smug. I could also see a snooty.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I don't think a snooty.
Wait, the next one is just the
concrete.
Reveal of who it is?
I think
is
so.
Okay, you didn't even say like the animal type or the whatever. You just were like, we're going to head right in there.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Go.
I mean, it's so long. Okay.
Press
I would like for you all to meet this icon. Diva.
It is a frog. Casey.
It is a frog.
It's a frog. And look at those eyes.
Let's talk about Diva.
You can see her soul.
Diva's got a pussycat wig, white lipstick, a pig nose, and a cerulean eyeshadow and like dark purple eyeliner to highlight her bright like pink and black pupils.
Fuchsia pupils, definitely.
Yeah,
those are fuchsia.
For sure.
And Diva is wearing the same clothes, I think, as Anka. It's the like Egyptian
dress.
Diva.
Interesting.
Here's what I found out about Diva. Diva is a sisterly.
Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, I can tell you that.
I think it's because people, I think, I mean, I just assume that she was a snooty.
Yeah.
What is Anka?
Anka is a snooty.
Anka is a snooty. Okay.
Can you explain what a pussycat wig is?
Monet exchange.
Tiny, small, very, very small. Just like you just plop it.
Well, you remember when Monet took the pussycat wig off and she had another pussycat wig on top? That's a pussycat wig.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the one where it's like
it's a small,
it's smaller than a bob. It's not even like it's literally like a patch. Like, yes.
So here are some fun stuff.
If a man was wearing it, it would be a, what are those called?
Toupee.
It's a toupee.
A toupee. Yes. Good. Yep.
Yeah. Some fun stuff I also found about Diva. Diva's like Japanese name is Aida.
How is Diva's cup, by the way?
Aida, what a great musical. Aida.
Based on, and it on Wikipedia was like based on
the music, on the mythology.
The story of Aida. Story of Aida.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
I need great. Diva the, now.
The gods love
she,
Diva.
Why is she a well, do you have any information?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so Diva.
Okay.
Is inspired by the pig-nosed frog, which is native to India.
Oh. Oh!
There's DJ.
You dated someone that looked like that, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God, Adam.
That is not a real amphibian.
That is a real frog.
That literally,
frog.
That looks like, you know when they bring up like...
Careful.
No. This looks like, you know when they bring up creatures that like live like way in the sea and then the pressure explodes their bodies and you bring them up to the surface and they can't handle it. That's what that looks like.
No.
But that lives on
his eyes look like the ones you glue on your little craft project.
They look like googly eyes.
They look like forky eyes.
Their eyes, could say, now it all makes sense. Eyes are the windows to the soul.
Wow.
I see this pig-nosed frog's soul.
They are the they're piercing into my soul.
Does this thing jump?
No, it just like not. An octopus, Adam. Just like
no. Stop.
Adam has a fear of octopi because they're so smart.
Octopushy.
Oh my God!
Yikes!
Gotta sneak it in every app. This is Diva's inspiration.
Is it called a pig-nosed frog?
I believe so.
Google to find it.
Yeah, I believe so. I think that's what the Wikipedia said.
Yeah, look it up, guys. It looks like someone got an organ removed and they put googly eyes on it.
Yes.
Should I look up pig nose frog deviant art?
No, you can't.
It literally looks like someone put googly eyes on like a, you know, when you dissect a like pig parts or science.
Oh my
class.
God.
Yes. Yeah.
No, this is not it. Okay, go to the next slide. What's next?
Yeah, get off this.
Get off.
So,
the pig-nosed frog is on a YouTube video called World's Weirdest Animals. So,
yeah. Great.
So now I have a picture of three famous frog icons. We know Gigi. We know Diva.
Gigi.
We
and
may
Jean-Bette.
Not know Jean-Bette. Absolutely.
Jean-Bette.
There's like a cute like crayon version of them and then like a very hyper realistic version of them, and the one with Gigi has gloves.
The realistic frog has gloves and stockings.
Which one's
and
the stockings. Green one?
That's Jean-Bette
is the green one. Yeah, okay. I would just like to say this. We should commend the Walt Disney Company for when they made Princess and the Frog, that Tiana did not look like this.
This is
horrifying. Jean-Bette, I could not have watched that movie.
No.
Yeah.
This is, that's not it.
It's so sad. I'm like, not sad, but like, I guess I could commend also the artist who drew the realistic frogs, because Diva looks more humpbacked than the rest, which kind of reflects the original source material.
Sure,
source material.
Because the pig-nosed frog is more hump-like in nature, I think.
Yeah,
it looked to be me more blobular.
Blobular,
in
yes, she's definitely blobular in nature. I believe the last slide is our favorite segment of Who's at the Campsite. Oh no, it's not. Okay,
These are just all the frogs.
So I will just say, like, I just put up this picture of all the frogs because I do think that, like, we just like the sisterlies, just we poke fun about the frogs, but they're so
cute.
They're very cute.
Okay, we are also, you're showing their best photos right now.
Yes, that's we're showing their senior photos right now.
Yeah.
But like, look at Lily.
Lily is so cute.
Lily is probably the cutest frog.
Ward Jr.
Ward Jr. So content. Like, so pleased.
I like Huck's mouth.
Huck. Classic.
His little weird
hook mouth.
Hook mouth.
You know what? Even Ribot. I'll give it to Ribot.
Ribot's great. Ribot's probably my favorite because it's such a specific joke.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
I will say Jambette's like photo shoot here is giving me like mall.
Oh, this is what are those called? The like 90s headshots that like adults would get. Glamour shots. Glamour. This is glamour, glamour shots.
Glamour.
Yeah. For sure.
I just don't get Prince. Really?
No, I don't.
I don't.
He
understand.
Was stuck on my island for so long. He wouldn't leave.
Who's the second one?
This like spotted red frog
this
with the giant eyes. I have no idea.
I think his picture's kind of cute. His mouth is so wide. Like it's so cute. Mm-hmm. I think that's cute. Who's the doctor? I always forget his name.
Radler.
Radler.
Dr. Radler.
Dr. Radler.
Nurse Mask Ratchet.
Up. Mask up. And then Camo Frog.
I'm still going to say most of them are absolutely atrocious. Yeah.
There's only, like, I think, two I would allow.
The bottom, the one right next to Gigi, in between.
Oh, Croc.
Croc.
Yeah, Croc.
Is it Croc?
Croc. Yes, I had
Croc Monsieur.
Yeah, Croc Monsieur.
Croc Monsieur.
Croc Monsieur.
I don't like him. He's got a bad attitude.
Is he a cranky? Oh, he's got to be a cranky.
He's got to be. Look at those eyebrows.
What's a smug girl?
I love. I just
on the other side of Diva.
With I don't know. With
he's
the teeth,
cute.
But the
teeth.
He's got to be a lazy.
Oh, for
Didn't
sure.
We talk about frogs have teeth.
Do frogs have teeth?
Oh,
this frog does.
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't want to know if they.
Well,
do.
I don't know. Let's ask the original Diva. Can you open your mouth?
Ew.
Open up, girl.
Open up, girl. Let's see those molars.
Also, they're endangered. I just found that out.
One
That's
or
really
two
sad.
Rows of teeth in both jaws, but some frogs lack teeth in the lower jaw.
Ew.
Just like this frog.
And I don't know who this guy is with the sleepy eyes next to Lily.
Is Wart Jr. Really technically cute. A toad?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
That's why he's got warts. But anyway, great job, frogs.
Who's the pink one?
I don't know, girl.
I don't really like her design. I think I'm supposed to, but I really don't. I bet she's a sweet.
Yes.
She looks peppy to me.
Normie material, for sure.
And I really am not into whatever's going on in picture number one. I'm fully ignoring it. I'm pretending like this Duck Dynasty moment is not happening.
I can't even see it.
Yeah, he's
what are you talking
right
about?
In.
All I see is this.
I don't see anything. I just see eyes.
Eyes in a jacket.
He's a camouflaged frog.
Yes, that's the bit.
That's the joke.
All right, we have reached the best part of campsite. Casey's favorite, the fan art.
I thought the slide before. No. I thought the slide before was the fan art.
Let's talk about the bottom right. I think that's the one that Miranda's going to be most okay with.
Yes, a plush.
So
a
sweet.
Is it actually? Somebody
made
a
real plush.
Wonderland plush toy made a custom Diva plush.
Wow.
Cute.
Did they make me a kid?
Probably.
Great.
We'll look them up.
So
Let's
sweet.
Talk about the other ones because there is a fascinating. I mean, Miranda is so far back from the screen right now just so she doesn't have to look.
She's at- crossed the room.
She is given- outside her house.
She's looking in through the window.
Through the window. Are we done with the campsite?
Close the Zoom screen.
They've given her the biggest hips.
The
of my
biggest
life.
Hips. How did like, we go from how- this? To these.
How did she find clothes that fit?
Like dummy
all
thick
custom
thighs.
Made.
It's
thick
giving me like Chun-Li. Yes, it's giving me Chun-Li Street Fighter, like just huge ham hocks as thighs.
I mean,
but giving- like, but like the tiniest waist. She's got curves.
Yeah, she's 36,
24, 36.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom number is not 36. The bottom number is like 48.
36, 24, 193.
Yeah. She definitely has a body that is idealized
body
that we have appropriated.
Here's
from
what's funny. Here's what's really women. Funny. Yes, it's like, oh my God, yes. Like this is, you know, very, what's the word? Just like, yeah, like men have, I feel like, but once you find out that this is a drag queen, it's like, yes, queen.
That's padding.
That's padding.
That's a sofa cushion.
Padding. That's mm-hmm. the proportionizing. Eureka must have created these padding for, mm-hmm. for yeah. Diva.
That is one tight corset.
I actually think the photo of her like laying down, I wish she wasn't on a stage. I wish she was on a piano, but I do think that that picture is like kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cute funny. Though the mouth is drawn like it's like a mustache type
yeah,
of situation.
I don't understand the mouth. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not
there.
Into it.
But apart from that,
let's talk about this mouth right here. This like hyper plump glossier.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been to Ulta recently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Trinity de Tuck, starring as Diva in Animal Crossing New Horizons.
She got that drag race money, so she got her lips
yes,
done.
This is All Stars Diva.
Yeah, this is All Stars Diva.
She came back. She came back and paid for her new lips.
Oh my God.
Well, Diva, you gave us a good laugh. Thank you for being an icon. And
we just really toss the word icon around, Tony.
Yeah, icon. And you know what? I'm very proud that she's a sisterly because I don't think the sisterlies get enough love. So thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's
RJ.
Only 10
thank
of them.
You. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to close the show with our town hall.
RJ, this is your town hall, and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, yes, I'm going to talk about Pocket Camp. Yes, we have raved about Pocket Camp, loved the options that they're giving. There is a specific feature on Pocket Camp where you and a gyroid can dig up some resources every mm-hmm. day. Now, I have a choice between paying 20 leaf tickets to dig up some resources or get 5 friends to help me. And now the more I say it, the more it sounds like an MLM, but I promise it's not, because how come I click select these friends to help me, and then I get notifications saying, oh, it looks like you have a friend that wants your help. No, help me. I asked first. I'm not going to help Casey dig up wood. Help me first.
That's 1 minute.
It's so annoying because it's like every time you select, you see also like when was it recently that person was online?
Was online.
And it literally is just like they literally were just online. And I'm like, Casey's not going to come back for another half a day. And the resources reset every like what? Like 3-4 hours or something like that, right?
No,
the friends you can only do once a day. The tickets you can do 3 times a day.
Scam.
But it's hard to get tickets.
And you have until like 1 a.m. to get them to help you or something. Mm-hmm. It resets at 1 a.m. the new day.
I haven't dug for materials yet because I haven't committed that hard.
But no one wants to help me. That's
RJ,
the problem.
I just added all, like, you know, like where it like gives you the option to just add random people.
Add random people. You've just been doing it so that you have.
I've just been doing that. So now I have like at least 30 people that get on every day. And so I just ask them and I'm good to go.
I'm good, and baby.
RJ, I'm good, baby. We're good. I think
I do. When I add these people, I do have to give them my social security number. I don't really know why, but I think it's working out for me.
I just want wood. How come I have 20 Casey? Pieces of wood, yet I have 999 pieces of steel? 873 pieces of like paper or whatever. What is it?
The paper and the like the canned goods. I don't know what those are called, but so many of those.
Non-perishable.
Non-perishable.
Yeah.
Cotton is a resource that is hard to come by.
Cotton
is the first one that I've been like, how do I get this?
Yeah.
And literally if you click on the thing, it's just like, to do a task for your villagers. And I was like,
Miranda, but do I have to do it for like sheep? She is about to lose her
and like every
mind.
Couch
also,
takes like
by the way I just equated cotton and a sheep which create wool, so I'm the stupid dummy here.
I have so many thoughts. Why it's like a whole different game.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's
functionally
kind of
it's entirely different.
But like, you can say, you know, decorate steel. Your campsite. Yeah, there's no steel.
I don't want to invite random. I don't want to talk to random people. That's like when I play Wheel of Fortune and they're like, you want to play online with these random people? I'm like, no.
No, give me the puzzles.
Give me a fake person to play with. Well, who's like, you, Q. And I'm like, there's no Q in this puzzle, moron.
If we all are friends, there's three of us right here. So that's three of the five people you need taken care of. Who else is on? Who else is on Miss Pocket Camp?
I'm sure there's people on the co-op.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. Anyway. You keep detracting from the greatness that is Pocket Camp.
I keep getting push notifications. I have a push notification from Pocket Camp right here.
Oh, I turned off
push notifications. Event items perfect for staying cool in both senses of the word are back for reissue crafting. I don't even know what that means.
To be honest, I don't even know what reissue crafting means. I'm like, okay, it's another opportunity to craft these items.
It's another opportunity to craft something that was once available and now isn't available.
Correct, because there's limited time stuff.
There's a limited time
magic.
But you need 100 leaf tickets and friend powder, which, what is that?
Yeah.
I need
that's flower from your neighbor.
I really want 300 leaf tickets so I can build Harv's cabin.
Yeah. Look, Miranda, look.
Look, Miranda,
look, it's
you
your
need
husband's
it.
House.
That's cute. I can't tell you how many times I've started it and like made my character look the exact same every time and then just leave.
Okay, Adam, it's your turn. Adam, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Villagers. Fortune cookies. There is a set of fortune cookies that are specific to a certain villager, and I really like them. And I really don't like this villager. I'm looking at Renee. I like your collection. I like Renee's luxury spa moment that she's giving me. She's giving me wood. And like she's giving me wood, but then also like soft drapery. The colors are like a pink, green, and brown. It all really works for me. I really hate that I've bought seven Renee fortune cookies. I also really want to say in regards to fortune cookies, I think my time is almost up. But yeah, I would like to say
that's 1 minute.
Here's what I'm going to say about fortune cookies. What I don't like is that some of them are very hard to get. It's like growing flowers. There's like chances of getting really good stuff and then a general chance of getting like the same thing over and over. That's all.
So you spent all of your like bonus startup game leaf tickets on Renee's fortune cookies?
Who'd have thought?
Who's to say?
I did. I was looking at hers today, and there's like a full on like spa,
yes.
It was like a rose petal spa or something.
A rose petal spa.
Yes, because I saw in the loading screen. I think it was like Audie or someone just like dipping in there, just like
yes, it's so good. I can't believe that I like Renee's aesthetic.
Renee, where is this energy in New Horizons?
Thank you.
They have these lives in Pocket Camp that like
they are completely different people.
They are completely different. Like, who would have thought that she had a spa? Is it Ellie that has the donut shop?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Miranda, you can't even you. The fortune cookies are where I would like spend money. Is if I
Real
was like
money.
Yes, aww. Like genuine.
Don't
coinage.
Say that, Nintendico SEO, right?
But the fortune cookies are like a scratch off because they have it'll be like you have a 1 in 10 chance that you'll get this item. Mm-hmm. You have a 1 in 30 chance that you'll get the good item.
Yeah.
You've got 1 in 3 chance that you're gonna get this handheld crepe.
And now I've got three handheld crepes.
Two handheld crepes. I got a veggie dog today. I'm like, I don't want to walk around with a veggie dog.
I do like the food, though, in Pocket Camp.
Yeah.
I like that you have food.
Look.
Wow.
Who would have thought that Renee runs a tranquil spa?
Not me. When I think of tranquil, the last thing to my mind is Renee.
Yeah. I have the luxurious curtains, the luxurious massage table, the luxurious candle set. I have three of the luxurious curtains.
Marina also has a full mermaid set.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Marina's a mermaid set.
I have ocean floor seaweed. I have
That's wild.
Ellie's donut cookies only for 5,000 bells. Let me buy one right now. All right, Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Hello, it's me. If you don't know by now, usually when I get on, I'm just trying to cut right to business. I want to find you. I want to give you your gifts. I want to say hello, and I'm going to bounce. What I do not appreciate is when 5 out of the 7 days of this past week, you hang out in the museum. Yes, I'm talking to you, Bertha. I don't need you to go to the museum 5 of the past 7 days. Did you just buy a museum pass? Do you need to get your money's worth? I don't understand. I get it's a very impressive museum, except for the art exhibit. I understand that. But literally 5 of the 7 days when I'm still trying to get your photo, which I should have had a month ago, you don't need to be in the museum, okay? Like, I am sick of resetting my game, trying to find you. It is really annoying and I'm tired of it. So please just give me your photo. Thank you.
But the sweets really love sitting in that museum, don't they?
Well, we have to stan a learned queen.
Yeah.
A learned rhino. Hippo. Rhino.
A learned rhino.
You've confused her so much that she's been in the museum.
She has to know what her. She is. She's like, by a rhino.
She's going to that one.
Rhino.
She's going to the one wall where they have all the silhouettes of the like animals.
Yeah, and she keeps shifting from rhino to hippo. Like, do I fit here? Yeah. Do I
fit here? It's like the spotlight. It's like, no?
No?
Am I part woolly mammoth?
Am I a rhino? Or am I a hippo?
Casey, this is your time hall. Town. Nope.
This is your time hall and your town starts now.
Attention, villagers. You know what? Let's talk some more about fortune cookies. Timmy and Tommy, you offer a very affordable 500 bell fortune cookie, 2 of them. There's usually a dark one and a light one, usually for sale. Every once in a while, you throw one of them out and you offer me a better fortune cookie. Timmy and Tommy, I buy the fortune cookie every day and they're awful every day. When in my life am I going to need a hospital bed, an IV drip? Mm-hmm. That is not mm-hmm. the aesthetic in my campsite. Like, this is, why are you doing this? Let me just pay 5,000 bells and get the nice fortune cookies every time. Mm-hmm. So how much time do I have left? Because Timmy and Tommy, you're on notice. Get these stale fortune cookies out of here, okay?
Thank you. That's one minute. Wow.
Get them out.
I've gotten an IV drip twice.
Wow.
I think I also got an IV drip recently.
Why? Why and is that even like, an option?
I was like, I mean, I know I was drunk, but I wasn't that drunk.
There's a pandemic going on right now, Casey. That's
you should be lucky hospital supplies are in.
Great to me.
Could you donate those?
Yeah, Casey? My campsite's going to become a mobile COVID unit.
Oh, my God.
You're going to see Judy laying on the bed.
Oh, no, not Judy.
Super spreader Judy.
It's Audie. If anyone else, it's Audie, girl. Audie is in there being like, is it too late to get vaccinated now?
yes, can you give me the vaccine now, doc?
Like, no, Audie, it's too late.
I know,
girl.
I tested positive, but now I want it. Well, now you have to wait 2 months.
Sorry, Goral.
Goral.
If you or your villagers haven't got the vaccine yet and you are able to, please go.
It's now Dodo approved.
She's Dodo Airlines approved.
Yes. It's Dodo approved.
Go to Casey's campsite where she will be.
There's a clinic happening every day. It's administered by ketchup.
Administered by Timothy and Tomothy.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidentsPod. And you can also join our Resident Services co-op, where we share dream addresses, tips and tricks, trade items or villagers, and so much more. That's at facebook.com/groups/Resident Services co-op. And don't worry, if you don't have Facebook, you can keep up with our conversations on the Ampliverse Discord. You can find the link of our Resident Services channel on the show notes. If you'd like to ask Resident Services a question or leave us your very own town hall, you can visit theampliverse.com and click on the Resident Services logo. There, you can leave a question on our comment box or leave a voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our lilies of the valley. All right. We don't have any new reviews, so but I think we've bullied Casey enough already.
That's
actually
enough.
We've complimented her today. She's That's beat good. To the gods.
I
her
use hair my looks curling clean. Thing on my hair.
Her hair looks clean.
My
what
hair
a compliment.
Is clean.
Your hair is, looks clean.
Wow. I mean, that is a compliment. I will say, everyone, when we all saw each other in person, Adam was like, "Oh, your hair looks really pretty." And I was like, I brushed it.
It's freshly brushed.
It was like brushed and straightened for once.
I ran a comb through it today.
My therapist always compliments my hair whenever it's actually not in a bun on top of my head. So
thanks, girl.
Thanks, girls.
All right.
But shout out to Tinkerbell, the original top knot.
If you have listened to the show and think we're still doing a good job, I don't know why. But if you do, please leave us a 5-star review. And then if you do, send us a screenshot and we will send you your very own Resident Services sticker. As always, Miranda, Casey, Adam, thank you so much for joining us today on this episode.
Joining.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Resident Services signing off. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with 2 Y's at the end.
Voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.